Exceptional abilities. You learn the most when you do the things you like. People know schools are fake. Real companies will look for evidence of exceptional ability. You will not gain any exceptional abilities in high school or college. And it is crazy to view college as proof that someone can soldier through their chores. If they are brainless chores that demand inauthentic learning, then the person becomes worse for participating in all that. And anyway, once you have to prove your exceptional abilities to a company, you're doing something wrong. A career is a dangerous idea. It is better to use your exceptional abilities to become an independent entrepreneur. There's no way to describe what you can do once you gain multiple exceptional abilities. Your combination of superpowers will be different from everybody else, and you will not be interested in following a path, even a less grassy one. Everything about you is unique. We have so many qualities across time that they just can't repeat to make two people the same. You are universally unique. You will happen only once. The teachers will lie to you that you can't use a calculator in life, that you can't get a job without a diploma, and that you can't have a career unless you jump through all their hoops. You will be forced to abandon the things that are interesting to you and processed via high school to give all your money to college. Upon graduation from college, you will not have any abilities and you will be in massive debt. But you can't get hired because you have a diploma. You will be forced to work more and more while your salary stays the same. And you will be surrounded by liars. In a desperate situation like that, they probably do get ahead, but they are also untrustworthy and lack a real integrated personality. In short, this whole thing cheats you out of learning what you like and thus gaining exceptional abilities, and then puts you in debt and continues using you. Until you just can't work anymore. Until you just can't do it. This is not a conspiracy. It seems when people are misled into a fake education, they just behave in a certain way. Just the moment the free school runs out, colleges will line up to take the maximum possible amount of not just the money you have, but also the maximum amount of money you can borrow. To pay off the debt, companies evolved to ask for multiple years of experience in entry-level positions to belittle you in order to force you to accept low offers. The only offers they ever offer. That is, if they are actually trying to hire you. Bringing in family members to a big company requires a number of interviews to prevent fraud. Therefore, a lot of interviews are fake to make it seem like many candidates are being interviewed. But you won't even get the job if you answer all the questions 100% correct, because someone is just trying to get their brother-in-law to work in an office next door. You can spot the fake interviews sometimes when you are good at the job. If you answer all the questions, the fake interview lady will sometimes ask, "How do you know all this?" Whoopsie. Well, to answer her question, exceptional abilities. But you definitely don't want that job. No matter how prestigious it is, a corrupt workplace will quickly make you ill. You have to travel the path of your curiosities. 3D printers, programming, or programming screensavers, or programming drones for automatic racing, or programming generative sculptures. Art, be it sculpture, canvas, or digital, or even hiking the Appalachian Trail. When you are learning something that you like and arrive at mathematics, biology, chemistry, physics, you will also enjoy learning that too. In high school or college, not only are you forced to math alone without any surrounding context that you could possibly enjoy, but you are also forced to memorize. If you don't memorize, you will not pass the class, because if you try to learn the medley of topics for real, it would take months, maybe even years. The lectures are designed in such a way as to pressure you into memorization, because testing memorized items is easy. And it's also easy to trick you that you are doing great work by forcing you into pointless memorization, because there is a feeling of accomplishment associated with that. But that's absolutely fake and useless, because you're just going to forget it anyways. I may be wrong about this, but testing real knowledge is very difficult. It may not be possible to assess the exceptional abilities of a person. Often the pursuit of a single curiosity will enhance dozens of their other talents. They will have upwards of 300 exceptional abilities, and they will not even be able to name 10 of those. Learning for real is such a personal process that it just can't be standardized. The interview would have to take months, and the people interviewing you would have to adore you. Even then, it would be kind of pointless, as within those months you would have expanded and enhanced your abilities. We are learners. Exceptional abilities is what we do. Unless we get tricked by fake schools. If school is blocking you from learning for real, and then forcing you into college, and college debt with lies, and careers full of lies, then that is not good. And you will probably never find any proof, certainly not in time to see that you are being taken advantage of. You have to ask questions. Ask your teachers, guidance counselors, principals, and all the others. They won't expect you because they know you don't have enough experience in life to spot the fraud. The way you get at that experience is narrated books. It can't be easier. Learn to read between the lines of biographies, adventure books, and travel memoirs. Usually, the prestigious award-winning books have the most to say about life. Please, go to your local library and check out as many audiobooks as you can. Listen to books. Don't follow. Don't merely believe. Don't go forward without questioning everything you are told. And read the same books that great beings do. Don't let anybody or anything trick you out of learning for real. Take good care of your talents. Take good care of your exceptional abilities.